folks that I've had just a brief relationship with. Where's Charles? Charles is over there. Just a brief encounter with Charles, but had never forgot Charles and the call of God that's upon his life and the ability that he has to even pull those young people out of the midst of hell. Nothing's changed, Charles. Nothing's changed. A little bit of time has gone by, but nothing's changed. Hallelujah. And then others I have a relationship with, a growing relationship with, know them, get to talk to them. Brother Tom there, family, hallelujah. I don't see Sister Tiffany, but she's somewhere, amen. And others. So there's a vast array of relationships. We have to understand in the body of Christ, we form relationships. We build relationships. We're a part of the body. We're members in particular, right? So I titled my message tonight, we're all in the same boat, but different boats. Say, where'd you get that? Well, I was fishing a couple of weeks ago with a man out in the lake, and we were catching some crappie, and a boat came by, and the wind was blowing and stuff, and he said, yeah, we're all in the same boat, but different boats. And then the Spirit of the Lord just began to touch my heart, and I said, you know what? There's a truth here in that. We're all in the same boat, but different boats, particularly with the things that are going on today in the world and the different churches and things happening in church, not knowing where to have church, not knowing where to shut down church. Of course, we're not afraid of having any church. We're not afraid of getting sick. And even if we do get sick, then we believe God will heal us. Amen? Amen. And then if we happen to leave this world, the Bible tells us that to be absent from here will be present with the Lord, right? So it even gets better and better. So we don't have any of that to worry about, but we do take precautions, and we do things to kind of how we feel the Lord is leading us and things like that. We do take some precautions. But it's been an ups and downs thing, up and down thing. You know, I've been witness to people in Oklahoma. They had a revival up there, and many people in the revival came down with the COVID virus, tested positive, and that just one after another, then they took it home to their families, and they got them. As far as I know, there's only been one person that's passed away during this time that caught it in that revival, and he was a friend of mine, and I liked him, but he's gone to be with the Lord, okay? So those things happen, right? Those things happen, but we move along. We move along. If I were to fall out right now, I would like for somebody to come out up here, grab my notes, study them just a minute, and then just go ahead and continue on, and then we'll just go forward. Amen? Now, you ask me sometimes, well, Carrie doesn't sometimes preach and doesn't have a structured sermon like you're used to in things like that. Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's a reason for that. I'm not here because of the ability, my preaching ability or my sermons and stuff. You know, you have one of the greatest right over there. Amen? So how could I come behind him and do any better than that? But I do have a gift that fits in the body of Christ, and I come to share that gift. Amen? Just to share it, not to be something that I'm not to be something that the Lord hadn't called me to be, but just to share that gift, because the Bible tells us that he's given these gifts to the church, right? And in the offices, if we want to talk about offices, these offices to the church, amen? But one of the things that the Lord has impressed upon me lately, and you always hear me talk about the Ephesians 4 and 11 about the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, right? Pastor Ronnie spoke about that earlier, and I've said Pastor Ronnie has an apostolic call upon his life before. I believe that. He has that kind of authority. But you know, lately what the Lord has really impressed upon me is not Ephesians 4 and 11. I believe the church is getting that message. I believe they're getting it. So we go one step deeper. Amen? We go one step deeper, and the Lord now has something for us, and we have to get it as well for us to continue on. So in verse 11, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Now the next step in this thing that God has been doing in the church is verse 12. Why did He give them? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. There's a reason that we're here. Amen. There's a reason that I'm here tonight, not just to give prophetic words, but I very well can give prophetic words. Amen. But there's a reason that I'm been given to the body of Christ. Amen. And we're all the same, but we're all different. We're all in the same boat, but we're in different boats. I'm glad. Amen. You okay? Amen. Things are going well. So you found your way back home, sir, right? Praise the Lord. I always felt guilty from the last time I was here and you were here. I always felt guilty after I went back home and thought about it. And I should have just told you that night, you're not supposed to go there. But I'm glad you're back. Congratulations. Amen. Is everything okay? Great. Amen. Well, hang tight. Yes, sir. Amen. Hang tight. So we go forward and we can give prophetic words and we can do what God's called us to do, but there is a purpose. We all have the same purpose, don't we? We're a part of the body, are we not? And we need to find ourselves, find that place in the body, and we need to fit in. It's not always easy to fit in, is it? Amen? Sometimes there's some pushing and some shoving and those kinds of things that are going on. We have to learn. We have to learn. We have to learn how to fit. Amen. So there's been some promotions, but there's also been some folks here that, because they know a lot more than you, have gone out. Amen? Amen. Because you can't lead someone who won't follow. Simple as that. But that's okay. Some of them will come back. Some of them will not. That's all right. But the promotions that have taken place have been of the Lord. Amen? We're not talking about simple things or minor things. So tonight I could close my eyes while we worshiped. And who did I hear? Sister Mary Helen, right? Or was it Pastor here? Because as I've said before, the daughter has taken on many character traits and many giftings of the pastor, Pastor Kim. Amen. There's not an adoption taking place here. There was a birthing taking place. There's a birthing taking place. So are you ready for the challenge? Because the challenge is going to be greater real quick. Amen. Real quick. Hallelujah. Thrown into the fire, having to make decisions, having to stand. How do you know where to stand? How do you know where to stand? Well, you've got the easy part. You've got the easy part because all you have to do is stand with Him. So there'll be some that'll come along and they'll say, He's a yes man, He does everything, and you just say, Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen? They'll criticize you. They'll be jealous of you. They'll not carry the anointing because God can't trust them with it. Hallelujah. So there will come a time in your life that God will raise you up and you will be all that God has created you to be. Until that time, all you have to do is receive from the great man of God. Receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember one time. Well, I'm not even going to tell that story. It's too long. The body of Christ, and we
we are members in particular, the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, it begins like this. It says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink in one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many members. If the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not the body,' is it therefore not the body? If the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has," what? "Pleased him." You know, if you have a problem, you just got to take it up with the Lord. Amen? If you have a timing issue or a problem in the timing, you just have to take it up with the Lord. Amen? Some of the things that God is doing and trying to do in our personal lives, it takes such a time, a period of time, a work, that it's going to take you more time to reach that place. Amen? Why? Because it's a great place that God is taking you. Amen? Why do we, as Church of the Open Door, why do we need to learn to operate as a body? Why? Why is God bringing people back in here? Amen? So they've gone out. They've seen what was out there. Why is he bringing them back in here? Why is things being shuffled around? Amen? He doesn't overlook anybody. Amen? He doesn't overlook anybody. But why is he doing this? Because he has a purpose for Church of the Open Door, and that it is to have a harvest here in the Waco area, the greater Waco area. It's supposed to have a harvest. It's supposed to fill this place up. Amen? It's supposed to have some problems with seating the number of people that you can seat. It's supposed to be that full. Amen? God's going to do that. So he is placing you where he wants you. Why has he got you? Why has he got you where you are? Because he's building you into a great man of God. Amen? He's building you into the man of God to when you speak those words, not only will he hear them, but man will hear them. Amen? It is a process. Amen? Maybe you are the least likely, like David, but you won't always be that way. And I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying maybe. Amen. Timing. Patience. Patience. Patience with the desires on your heart. Patience. God's not forgotten you. God's not forgotten any of us. Patience. Time. Things will happen when they are supposed to happen. Patience. What do we do until then? We stand. We go forward. We just day by day do the task at hand. What did David do after he was announced king? What did he do? What shepherds do? Amen? Go take care of the flock. Well, what should I do today, Dad? Dad would tell him, you go do this and you go do that. He didn't argue. He just went and did it. Why? Because there's coming a day that God will trust you with what he has for your life. Amen? Until then, he has put spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers in your life to tell, yes, and they very might well come right out and tell you, go do this and do this for this period of time. You would do well, and I would do well to listen to them, to hear what God is saying. We would do well. Amen? You cannot carry authority in the body of Christ. You've heard me say this a million times. You cannot carry authority in the body of Christ except you're under authority. Amen? You cannot say to the spirits, be gone. You cannot teach people how it is to follow if you don't know how to follow. It will not happen. You will not be effective. You can teach it, but it will not be effective. Amen? You cannot be what God has called you to be with everything being easy and everything being given to you and everything just come easy and easy and easy. That's why you've had some of the hard things in your life, because God is building you, and he has built you, has he not? Amen. He has not. He has. He has built you through some of these hard things. He's still building on you. Amen. Hallelujah. We come to the place. So there's the man with the pure heart. That's what this prophet told me one time when he came to Oklahoma. And after the meeting was over, they came to me and said, "Who was that man?" He described you. And I've told him this. And I told him. And he said, "He has the pure heart." I said, "Yeah, that's right. There's the man with the pure heart." Amen. God has noticed that. So now this one here is the firecracker here. I've learned. Hallelujah. It's okay. Continue to do what God's called you to do. Continue to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. No fear, no worries. Those you're not responsible for everybody receiving your words. You're not responsible for that. You're just responsible for speaking them. Amen? So you have to let some of that go and not worry about it. So we go forward. We're members in particular. We're part of the body. Amen? Ephesians 4:11. Y'all get that memorized. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, right? 4:12 and 4:13, we have the same purpose. And in Galatians chapter 5, it tells us, in First Corinthians there too, it tells us we have the same spirit. But in Galatians chapter 5, it only gives one set of spiritual fruit there. Amen? Fruits of the Spirit for the apostle. Amen? For the prophet. Amen? For the evangelist. For the pastor. For the teacher. Amen? Only one spiritual fruit. The fruit of the Spirit should be in all of our lives. We have one Holy Spirit. Amen? So can I be greater than you? Or can you be greater than me? I say no, sir. Amen? Hallelujah. I don't believe for one minute that God is bringing in this day and time a new church era to where everything is set up around the prophets. I tell you who everything's going to be set up around. Amen? You want to know? Amen. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Amen? And when they learn to walk together and work together, then we're going to see a massive harvest in the body of Christ. You know why? Because we're going to multiply. Amen. We're going to multiply. So get this idea out of your head. I know in 1 Corinthians it tells us that apostles first and prophets second, right? And if you do some research there, it shows some authority. Amen. It does. But it never tells us that we're any greater than any of the other three offices or callings or giftings. Amen. We're together, the same boat. We're in the same boat, but different boats. Amen. We have the same spirit, so we should have the same spiritual fruit. Amen? We should have the same spiritual fruit. What should be? So we can no longer have this idea that, and we're not going to allow the what's going on today, the popular teaching of today, to form us as prophets. I speak about prophets because I'm one. We're not going to allow the new apostolic age to form us. Amen? We're going to allow the Word of God to form us. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to allow the Word of God to teach us who we are and what we are supposed to do, how we're supposed to behave, who we are supposed to submit to. Amen? We have the same spirit. We're a part of the same body. We bear the same fruit. Amen? And that's what the Lord is trying to do, is get the fruit bearing up. Amen? The harvest up. Y'all, I preached here before. I believe I preached here. In fact, I believe it was a word the Lord gave me for Church of the Open Door about the blooms. You know, I've used it lots of times in other places, but about the blooms. We're past that blooming stage. Amen. I look around here. I see, boy, people are blooming. People are using their gifts. Blooming. God wants us to bear fruit. Blooms brings attention to ourselves. Oh, look at him. Look at what he can do. Look what she can do. But fruit, when you bear fruit, it sustains somebody else. It takes away from you. Amen. It's a whole lot more beautiful to bloom than it is to bear fruit. Amen. But God is bringing us to a place to bear fruit. to bear fruit. How many understand tonight that you can't get where you're going spiritually to the place that you're going spiritually without being corrected? Amen. Everybody that will receive correction here tonight, raise your hand. Pastors, y'all turn around and look. I want y'all to see everybody. Amen. Everyone that will receive correction. Now, sometimes correction doesn't come in that, oh, you shouldn't do this. It might come in that, don't ever do that again. Ooh. Have you ever been told that? I have been. Don't ever let that happen again. Something inside of you is, or what? Huh? Kind of like that chihuahua, you know, and that you open the door and you walk in, that chihuahua's sitting there. Just because I'm small don't mean I can't bite you, right? But you can't get to where you're going without correction. You need to be corrected. There's another thing in your life. You can't get to where the Lord is sending you or the Lord wants you to be without being passed by. Now, that's me. That's what I say. I teach that in a leadership lesson I teach. You need to be passed over once or twice. Amen? You know why? Because it brings stuff to the surface, doesn't it? Amen? You let us be passed over. You let us be mistreated, and it brings stuff out. I'm telling you, it'll bring stuff out. So you need to be passed over a couple of times to really see if you can handle that. Amen? Because remember, God is the one that is in control of your destiny. Amen? No man is. Amen? Although you have to submit yourself to man, but no man is. God is the one who is in control. He is the one who's going to make a way for you if you allow him to. Amen. So you're not trying to prove anything to me. You're really standing before the Lord naked as that could be. You're standing before the Lord and trying for him to get him to see how true and how faithful you really are. Amen. So, Spirit of the Lord is upon you, sir. What's your name? Alan. I don't think I've met you here before. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay the course. Everything that you experience is not going to be pleasant. Stay the course. For the Lord has his hand upon you, and you also. The Lord has his hand upon you, and he is going to use you in a mighty way. Stay the course. This is a word for you for right this very moment at this particular time. Stay the course. Continue on. I don't know what you do, but you continue on doing it. Be faithful to it. Whatever it is, you just do it, do it, do it, because the Lord has seen it, and he's going to bless you. Supernatural provision. See, the only time you need supernatural provision, try not to get too close. Y'all know that's hard for me to do if you've seen me before. I'm all over you. Amen. The only reason you need supernatural provision is when you're doing supernatural things. And you are. And you're destined to do supernatural things. Stay the course. I don't know who speaks into your life, but let them speak into your life. If there's not that person, do you go to Church of the Open Door? Okay. Okay. If there's not a person, you find that person and you let them speak, because God has some greater things for you. When I speak to you, I speak to you because you're one. You're married, right? Good. You're one. Whatever God says to him, says to you. Whatever God says to her, says to you. Amen. Are these your children here? Some of them or all of them? Hallelujah. Watch him, Daddy. I like his hat, though. Praise the Lord. We have to understand, how are we going to move in the body of Christ, brother? How are we going to move? We have to move within and without our brothers and our sisters. Amen? We have to be careful who we offend or what we say. You know, when we say things, lately the Lord has been speaking to me, because I speak a lot. I talk a lot into people's life. I speak a lot into people's life. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says we're supposed to provoke people to what? To love. Ooh. Amen. So every word that comes out of my mouth has the ability to provoke somebody. I want to provoke them to love. I want to be scripturally correct in my life. Amen? That's what God is going to judge me by. Am I scripturally correct? Am I obedient to His Word? So I'm in the body of Christ. You're in the body of Christ. How are we going to be able to do what God wants Church of the Open Door to do in the Waco area? How are we going to do that? We're going to have to learn to walk together. Amen? We're going to have to learn to follow the leaders. Amen? We're going to have to learn to be quiet when we're supposed to be quiet and talk when we're given permission to talk, either by the Lord or by the pastors or by whoever's in charge. It could be another leader. We're going to have to learn to do that. Why? Because we have a purpose. Amen? We have a purpose, and that purpose is to multiply. Amen? That purpose is to bring people into the kingdom. Amen? God has positioned this place right here and positioned this group of people to do that very thing here in the Waco area, the greater Waco area. Hallelujah. God, Pastor Ronnie was sharing with me earlier tonight, just before I came out here and spoke, about the great victories that have been won over abortion. Amen. How many lives have been saved? Amen. How many apostles? How many prophets? How many evangelists? How many pastors? And how many teachers have been saved from being killed before they ever know their purpose or their destiny? How many? Amen. And you say, yeah, that was probably because of the COVID. No, it's because of your prayer. Amen. It's because of you standing, amen, in the gap for those children. Amen. It's because you'll go out there and you have a leader that'll go out there and stand in the gap. Amen. Making things happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's great. That's just one victory. I'm expecting many, many more. I'm expecting many, many more. I'm expecting to see God do many, 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 many more great things. But we have to learn. We have to learn to move with and function within the body of Christ. If we don't do that, then we will not accomplish. Amen? We will not accomplish. Well, what do we do? We do during this time? Things are happening in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13. What do we do? Well, the Bible tells us there's times in our life that we just have to learn to stand. Wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand, therefore. You know what the Lord told me many years ago? Give me one this prophetic word. When you're standing, I'm moving. Amen? So, when we're standing, when we're believing, God is moving. So, we're standing tonight. Hallelujah. Our brother, is his name Daryl? Is it Daryl that's in the hospital? Is not well tonight? Home? Okay. No, we're standing in the name of Jesus. We speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare in the name of Jesus healing. We declare every cell that's not supposed to be in his body, that it passes from his body. Hallelujah. We are together tonight. We are not separated. I don't have this purpose, and Apostle Ronnie had a different purpose, and on and on and on. We have one purpose, and we stand united, and the authority that God has afforded us in Waco, Texas, we declare in the name of Jesus healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let him be healed, his body be made whole in the name of Jesus. Let this thing pass from him to where he doesn't have to walk through it, and his wife doesn't have to walk through it. Healing in his family doesn't have to walk through it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take authority, the very authority that God has given us. We take authority over this, and we say, be gone. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's his daughter's name? Emily. Oh, Emily is here? Okay. So there's, oh, hallelujah. There's been a question in your mind, will he be here and will he make it to walk that aisle? For the Lord says, I have put my hand upon him and I will not let him slip away. Forget that out of your mind. No worries. Go forward. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy fight you with this thing. Let it be so. How are you doing, ma'am? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Always find yourself to the front, ma'am. Always find yourself to the front. The orders that you get, and when the higher you get in the spirit, the generals are rougher. So you're going to get some really rough instruction. But that's okay. You can take it. You can be rough. Always find yourself in the front. Hallelujah. We will not walk through this earth and will not be afraid. We will not have fear. We will not be afraid of anything, oh God. We will do our very best to speak what you have spoken to us. We'll do our very best, oh Lord, to walk as you would have us to walk. But Lord, we understand this, oh God. We understand this, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We understand, oh God, that you are the vine and we are the branches and we can do nothing without you, oh God. So we draw nigh to thee tonight. We draw nigh to thee, O God. Draw nigh to us, O Lord. For we are here to lift up your name and display the mighty works of our God. We're not here, O Lord, to lift up our own name. Hallelujah. For we do not even own the breath, the air that we breathe. For it is yours. It is yours, O God. And we give it, O God. For you have given us, O Lord, to the church. You have given us, O Lord. Who are we to hold back? Who are we to get an attitude or have an issue? Because we have been given entirely, totally, completely to the church, to your body. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we submit once again. Who will submit tonight once again? No matter how many times you've done it in your life, who will say to the Lord, I'll submit once again, oh God. Give all of me, oh God. I'll hold nothing back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Members in particular, while you're standing, God is moving. We're reminded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, right? And here's something that I really like to be reminded of. Every once in a while, I read it. I read it quite often, actually. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. It says, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Yes. Amen?
Oh, I love the word. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Amen? And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We are in the same boat, but different boats. Amen? When we read the Word of God, yes, as individuals, we can do some things in our giftings. And the Bible says that your gifts will make a way for you. Amen? Your gifts will make a way for you. It just opens the doors. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. What are your gifts, brother? What do you think your gifts are? Don't know? Amen. Do you go here to Open Door Church? Church of the Open Door? Amen. New here? You found a good place, but you have some gifts. You have the ability to influence some people. It's a trust that God has entrusted to you. Amen. So just do what you do. Stand. When you're standing, God is moving. Amen. See, when it looks like things are not happening, even with this COVID thing and all of that, when it looks like things are not happening or we don't know what's happening, you don't have to know what's happening, church. You don't have to know every answer. Amen? You don't have to know everything. All you have to know, stand. Stand. Why am I here, Lord? Because this time you need to be here doing what you're doing. Amen? Well, why? I'm supposed to be this great man of God doing all of this, and I'm selling cars. I know somebody like that. Why are you selling cars? I was there one day. I remember when a man came out of his office, sales manager came out of his office. He'd been selling cars over 30 years, and I'd been selling them 1 week, and because I was a mechanic in the service department, but the owner wanted me to sell cars. And the man that had been selling cars over 30 years came out to me. He said, "You are the luckiest person that I've ever been around. I said, "No, it's not luck. It's just the blessing of the Lord. And I'm just honest." And he said, everybody trusts you. They just fall down. That's because I tell them the truth. Amen. It's because I had a number there back then. You might not be able to do it now, but back then you had a number of gross that, and I just had a number. I wouldn't go over that number. I wouldn't abuse anybody. I have the ability to convince and influence people to do things that they really shouldn't do. You shouldn't spend $10,000 more than what you can buy a car for. You shouldn't do that. But I very well could have the ability to convince someone to do that and close them on that. But I wouldn't do it, brother. Amen. Why? Now, in this day and time, the automotive business have changed. You might not have that. If you go to sell cars today, you might not have that. You might not even know what the grosses are until you leave. But back then, we set our own grosses. We have standards. Why am I selling cars? Because God's getting you ready to go and do what He's called you to do. And you're learning, and you're making money, and you're feeding your children. It's always good to feed your wife and children. And all of these things are good. You're paying for your farm, and one day you'll get all this paid off, and then God's opening up these doors. Well, how? I don't know. When? I don't know. All I know is it's going to happen. Tom. It's going to happen. As you stand and God is moving, He is going to give you the desires of your heart. It's going to happen. Our God is faithful and He doesn't lie. It's going to happen. You could say it to many people here tonight, maybe to everybody.
It's going to happen. What do? We stand. And when we're standing, what's God doing? Moving. When we're standing, God. Well, what is our purpose? Our purpose is Ephesians chapter 4, verse what? 12, 13, right? Amen? God's moving us into another step deeper. It's okay for us to understand who we are. There was a time where people didn't believe there were apostles and the prophets that are in the church. That's old news now, right? Boy, we beat that drum until it's just nobody even wants to hear it anymore. I don't even want to hear it anymore. Really? Seriously. Why? It's old news. Now God's taking us deeper. There's a reason why he needed the church to understand that there were apostles, prophets, and in the church. Amen? Now let's really move into the place that he really wanted for us, and now we're going to begin to do the work of the ministry. Amen? We're going to edify. We're going to learn to walk together. It's not going to be all about me or one. It's going to be about the five. It's going to be about the body. It's going to be about the members. Amen. We have one spirit. Amen. We have one spirit. Hallelujah. And everybody has the same fruits of the spirit. Amen. What time is it, sister? I didn't bring my watch. Amen. 25 to 8. We have one spirit. We have one set of fruit. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors have the same fruit. How do I get to that place? How do I get to that place that God is going to use me and all the promises that God has for me come to pass? Yes, I do remember last time I was here. I do remember talking to you, yes. No, I do not remember what I asked you. Okay, that sounds like something I'd ask. Amen. Has it happened? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Congratulations. Amen. God is not finished, though. He's got some great things. You have the ability to kind of reach in there and grab some folks too. So how are you, sir? Good. Good. What's the Lord saying? What do we hear? What do we hear? What is the Lord saying? What is he saying? We don't see it. We don't see it coming to pass. But see, we don't walk by sight, do we? We walk by faith. We believe. We know. What's God saying to all this section right here? We don't walk by sight. Amen. We walk by faith. We believe. Amen. We believe and we know what God is going to do. What is God going to do in your life? He's going to open up doors. He's going to change all old things to new. He's going to anoint you with a spirit. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. When? We don't know dates. Why? We don't need dates, do we? We just need to believe. Only believe. When you're standing, sir, God's moving. Doesn't matter if you see it or not. You might even have some people come into your life that... that's all right, brother. You're caught, so it's okay. You might have some people come into your life that tell you it ain't going to happen. Doesn't matter what they say. God bless you, sir. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep his hand upon you. May he use you in a mighty way, give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Doesn't matter what someone else says. So there's people out of your past. I can't get off of you, sir. There's people out of your past that can't even believe that anything has changed. Doesn't matter what they believe. Doesn't matter what they say. They're in your past for a reason, and you step forward, and now there's a new voice in your ears. There's a new voice that you hear. And the further you go, the stronger it will become. It is the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? So one day you'll walk down the road and you'll not have to say anything, and people will look at you and they'll say, "Whoo, you see him now? You see him now, don't you?" they won't be able to deny it, just like me. Just like Pastor Ronnie, just like a lot. We're all the same. We're in the same boat. But we're in different boats, aren't we? Amen. You good, brother? Keep your eyes upon the Lord, one step at a time, one step at a time. Systematically, one step at a time. Rely upon those that God has put into your life that can speak the word of God to you, strengthen you, and help you, even when you don't see a way. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, what is your name? Jack. I pray in the name of Jesus for Jack tonight, Lord. I ask you, O God, to show Jack that those that are for you are much greater than those that are against you. Open Jack's eyes that he might see that. You have the ability, Jack. You draw nigh to the Lord. You have the ability to go forward and do what God has called you to do. So the Lord says he's not a preparer. That you've heard me say this before. He's a restorer. He's able to restore some things. Amen. We go forward, don't we? We believe systematically, step at a time, right? We go forward. We believe. We don't have to see what things are happening. We just go forward and we believe and it happens. And one day we wake up, oh, I see it now. I see it now. Amen. Hallelujah. I know what God is doing now. We're not alone, are we? We're going forward and we're doing what God has called us to do. And our lives will change. Amen. Let me say this. It would only take a few days for God to do something that would change your life forever and make you happier than you've ever been in your whole life. Amen. Just like that. So for us to look at things in our lives, I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. I've got this to deal with. I've got that to deal with. The cares of the world, right? Just like that, brother. Just like that. And he's not forgot about you. You're not alone. He hears every word that you cry out to him. And he answers. In fact, right now, what is your name? Justin, right now, there are answers waiting for your questions. And at the right time, they'll just click over and you'll see the answers. Right now, they're waiting. You can expect to get some answers quick. We all need answers, don't we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what's the Lord saying to you, sir? Hallelujah. He loves you. He's never going to leave you. Never going to forsake you. His hand is upon you. And it's not going to be that hard. The question that you have asked the Lord, how am I going to do this? How this is going to come to pass? And the Lord is saying, is answering to you, it's not going to be that hard. As hard as you think it might be, it's not going to be that hard. When the favor of the Lord is poured out upon you at that given time, at that right time, when the favor of the Lord is poured out upon you, then things just start clicking. Just start clicking. So you just stay faithful. It's coming. You believe that? Amen. God is no respecter of persons. We're the same. We step in the body of Christ. We do what God has called us to do. We don't back up. We don't quit. We don't always know why we're here and what we're doing. But if we're in the body of Christ and we're doing what God has called us to do, we're moving to a place where God can use us in a tremendous way. Amen. A tremendous way, not just an average way, but a tremendous way. We all want something spectacular in our life. And the more we experience, the more it takes to influence us, for us to think, hey, this is wonderful. This is great. Amen? But how do we get there? The Lord is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, right? we learn the patience of the Lord. The Lord's been patient with us, has He not? We learn the patience of the Lord and we wait upon the Lord. What do? We stand, we wait, we stand, we wait, we stand, we wait. When we're standing, what is God doing? Moving, amen? We don't have to see Him. We don't have to worry about Him. We don't have to think about Him. We know because His Word says He's moving. Hallelujah. We don't have to have proof in the checkbook. We don't have to have proof on the attendance roll. We don't have to have proof. We don't have to have somebody coming behind us all the time saying this or that. We just know this is what God is doing. Amen? Amen. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance, the Bible says, right? You'll go to your grave with those gifts and callings that are in your life. Amen? But the anointing is optional. And the anointing in a greater amount than what you have experienced at this time is coming, sir. Is coming, ma'am. Amen? There's a greater amount that's coming, a greater portion of oil being poured out upon you to accomplish what you do. What do you do? Do you do something in the ministry? What do you do for a job? A truck driver. Amen. That's an honorable thing to do. Amen. But there's a call upon your life too. Do you go here? Amen. Get with Pastor and find out what that is. He can line you out. Amen. When we understand that we are all a part of the body of Christ and we're moving in the same direction, we're not pulling against each other. We're not wrestling. We're not trying to say, oh, look at me or look what I'm doing. We're working together to accomplish what it is that God wants for us in our personal life. We'll not achieve it on our own. Amen? We'll achieve it as we walk and work within the body of Christ. It'll not be a us by ourselves. Amen? It'll be a body. We're members in particular. We have to learn what's more important. Is my hand more important than my foot? Is my mouth more important than my ear, my eyes? I don't know. Hallelujah. I don't know. I think they're all important. Amen? I think they're all important. They don't all fit a mold. I don't know that I fit a mold either. You certainly don't fit a mold. Your children don't fit a mold, particularly the mold of this world. Are your children here tonight? Is this one of your children right here? Oh, okay. So your children, I remember now, your children don't fit a mold, but they fit the purpose that the Lord has for you. They fit the purpose that the Lord has for you. Amen. And you'll get to see it. And they will bring you some of the most joyous times, not just grandchildren, but they'll bring you some of the most joyous times in your whole life. You'll get to see them walk in what you planted into them. You'll get to hear them say words. You probably already do, but you'll get to hear them say words that you've said. They'll have actions that you've had. And when those children come along, you'll get to see them impart into their children some of the things that you've imparted into them. It won't be just one generation. The blessing that you have provided them will be a multi-generational blessing. Amen. So you just enjoy. When we walk in the body of Christ, when we walk forward and we're a part of the body, God can use us to be what He wants us to be. Amen? Do you want to be what God wants you to be? Absolutely. You want to be what God wants you to be? You want to do and reach that place that God wants you to reach? Absolutely. Absolutely.
We do. We want to accomplish the thing that God put us here on the face of the earth for. Due season. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't hesitate. Due season. God is not mocked. What a man sows, what a woman sows, you will also reap. It takes time. It takes time. We don't just put a seed in the ground and go out in a day or two and there's something cropped up there. It takes time. How much time does it take? Well, different seeds. You can read on the packet. This takes so many days, so many weeks, whatever it is. And you can go out there, and it's usually pretty accurate, right? Well, why is that? Because God instructed that seed at some point in time when it was created, said, they're going to put you in the ground, and in so many days you're going to spring forth, and then you're going to have a little plant and all of that. And seeds obey God. What you sow, you shall reap. It has to be that way. So we could prove that point tonight. We could go outside and climb up on top of the building and jump off, and what would happen? We would hit the floor, right? Hit the ground. And then we could pray a little bit. We could even prophesy a little bit and crawl back up the ladder, get back on top of the building, jump off, and we would hit the ground, right? And we could even get a little more spiritual, come in here and worship some, and then go back out and climb up on the building, jump off. Now, if we timed it just right where the rapture of the church took place, we would be good, right? But if we didn't, we would hit the ground. Why? Because there's some law about gravity, right? Well, who made this law about gravity? God made it. And God said that you'll hit the ground every time. Amen? Until he reverses that, right? Amen? And he will one day. And it's not very far away. It's not very far away, said prophet. How long do we have? I don't know. But it's not very far away. But this I know, Charles. This I know, Charles, that God has placed his hand upon you and he has saved you more than once. And even now his hand is upon you and he has drawn you back in. He has pulled you close and he has wrapped his arms around you and the ones you love. Amen. And there is a calling upon your life and an anointing upon your life. Hallelujah. Even as I lay my hands upon this man, O God, I ask you, O Lord, to bring to pass the things that you want to bring to pass in his life. Lord, give him power over the situations in his life. Those, Lord, that he loves that has distanced themselves, bring them back in the name of Jesus. Draw them close, O Lord. Let healing take place. But, Lord, use him in a mighty, mighty way. I ask you, O God, to build a hedge around his family and protect them in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen. And we agree. You don't have to see it, brother. You just have to believe it. Amen. Find you a place. This place is a good place. You find you a place and let pastor speak into your life and you see what God is going to do. Are you under judgment right now? No. No, no. God's blessings rest upon you. Amen. I want you to take this the right way. Okay? There's a time in our life. There's a place in our life, every Christian's life, in many times throughout our lives, that ignorance crosses over into rebellion. In other words, we can do things that we really don't know, and we don't make right decisions, and God just kind of looks at them, well, that's just ignorance. We're all there. Amen? But then there comes a time, if we're not careful, that it turns to rebellion. But it hadn't turned to that in your life yet, is what I'm telling you. Respond before it does. The call of God is upon your life. We learn to operate in the body. How do I operate? What if Pastor Ronnie, Apostle Ronnie, what do we want to call him? I kind of feel like he has probably all fivefold of the ministry. Pastor Kim, What are we going to call her tonight? We could call her many things. We could call her Prophet Kim. She definitely has the prophetic gifting in her life, and we could call her prophet. But whatever it is that we want to call each other, and it really doesn't matter. I'm okay with just Carrie. Amen? It really doesn't matter. What matters is, how are we going to learn? What if Apostle Ronnie, Pastor Ronnie, if he stand up right this very minute and said, "Hey, brother, we need to stop. We got to go." What would I do? I would hand him the microphone, and I would. That's what I would do. Have you ever done that before? Absolutely. Amen. What if Pastor Kim would come to me and say, "Carrie, I have this word, and I really believe the Lord wants me to minister this word." I would hand her the microphone. Amen? Why? Because we're not in this thing apart and separate. We're in it together. Amen? I understand how to walk in authority and be under authority. Why? I cannot possess authority except I am under authority. Amen? If you haven't learned that, you need to learn that. Amen? Because God has great things, even if you don't understand it. You don't have to understand things to obey. All you have is a heart that wants to serve the Lord. Amen? All you have is a heart that wants to say, "Lord, I want to be pleasing to you." So what if you make a mistake and you submit to someone and it wasn't of the Lord? That's their issues, right? It's not yours. So what do? We submit. We submit, and we learn, and God entrusts us. See, if the microphone can be taken away without a tussle or without a fight or anything, then God allows me to have the microphone. Amen? Amen. So if someone in authority, and these two are in authority, if y'all haven't figured that out, they're in authority here at Church of the Open Door. God-given authority, not just man, but God-given authority. Amen? So if someone in authority speaks to you and you obey, then God can entrust you. What if I were to say something here tonight and Pastor Ronnie take a offense with it? We have a relationship. I feel like Pastor Ronnie was put in my life as a father figure. I do. I don't know if I've shared that with y'all before. I think I have. And Sister Kim as a mother figure. I'm here for a reason. Amen? But what if Pastor Ronnie were to have a problem with something I said tonight? Call me tomorrow. "Hey, brother, I want you to come over and talk about things." What kind of attitude would I have? I would have a receiving attitude before I ever got here. Before I ever sat down in his office, I would have an attitude. I would have already been adjusted by God to receive what the man of God has for me. Amen? I would receive it. So if I do that, God can trust me with it. Amen? God can trust me with it. You need to be trusted. You are trusted. There's a lot of reproduction going on here in this church in the spiritual sense. Amen? A lot of reproduction. Those that are for y'all are much greater than those that are against. Y'all know that. Y'all know that. Amen. And God is going to continue to use Church of the Open Door to do magnificent things. One of the things, as I said earlier about the abortion, he has used y'all. Y'all have interceded. Y'all have made a difference. Amen. It's going to even be greater than that. Amen. So continue on and don't stop. But how are we going to... How is God going to use Church of the Open Door to change Waco, Texas? We're all going to come together. We're all going to come together. Amen? So the things that are behind, we just put them behind and we let them go, right? Amen. Don't even let people remind us of them. Don't talk about them. No. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't have something special for you, sister, in the future. And he does. Amen? When the time comes, you'll know it when you see it. Amen? In due season, right? When we don't get tired of doing what God has called us to do. Step in. What do we do? Amen. What do we do? What do? We stand. And God moves. And God is moving here, Pastor Ronnie. God is moving here, Pastor Kim. God is moving here. And I can see it every time I come. There's a progression. So there's been some things that have changed. Promotions have happened. I wouldn't say demotions, but some moving around has to be that way before God can get us to where he wants us to be. And when you say us, what do you mean? Church of the Open Door. I do feel a part of Church of the Open Door. Amen? To get us to where he wants us to be so we can accomplish a great work in Waco, Texas. Amen? So we have to learn. He has to move us around a little bit, get us into those places that he needs us to be. We reproduce ourselves. And then we see the miraculous of God work. And what is the miraculous of God? Fruit. Fruit. All old things pass away and become new. Souls won into the kingdom. Great services, of course, when you get people here, want to worship. Of course, there's going to be great services. You might want to fall down on the ground and roll around or something like that. Hallelujah. Somebody come along and say, that's not acceptable. Just get up. Get up and go sit down and enjoy yourself sitting down. Amen. Hallelujah. There's rules in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's not that big a deal, is it? Hallelujah. For I've set a light, I have set a light to shine upon you early in your days. And you have cared for that light. For you've guarded it against the wind, and you've guarded it against the rain, and you've even guarded it against the storms. You've guarded it against those that would try to blow it out. Even those that would do their best to blow it out. But then, saith the Lord, I have caused it to be a perpetual light. And that light will continue even when you have left this world. And it will shine brighter and brighter and brighter. So that light has become a fire, and it will attract people. The warmth of that fire will attract people to this place. To this place. And they will gather. They will gather. They will continue. It will be a perpetual flame that I have set in this place. Hallelujah. Sister Mary Helen. I think that's a great name, Mary Helen. I had an aunt. Her name was Mary Helen. I know you're interested in all of that, but you sing great. But it's the anointing that draws us. It's the anointing that makes us want to hear you sing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Amen. Where's sister? Okay. You and sister, what's your wife's name? Ashley. You and sister Ashley. We're going to grow closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer together. Amen. As sisters. Amen. You will impart that anointing to many as it has been imparted to you. Amen. Guard it. Guard it. Never worry. Never worry about how your voice sounds. Never worry how you're performing, because it is not your performance that we have come to see. We have come to set under the anointing that God has entrusted to you and to be changed forever. Y'all will grow together as sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, O God, let your hand be upon us, lead us and guide us and direct us. In Jesus' mighty name, show us, O Lord. Lord, if there be anybody here tonight that has questions, Lord, give us the answers. Give us the answers, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Ronnie, Pastor Kim, could I get y'all to come? Could I get y'all just to stand right over here? Could I get the leaders, the immediate leaders? I don't know who all you are, so you'll have to, the immediate leaders to come and just kind of, y'all move up into the middle a little bit more. People are going to get around you. And yeah, everybody space themselves a little bit. Space yourselves out, the leaders. Hallelujah. Who else? Any other leaders? Teresa? Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, you're supposed to be in the front. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anybody else? Leaders? I know there's other leaders. Becky. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know there's other leaders too. I know what you do is very, very important. Amen. Now let's all stand. What's your mother's name? Mom, Margie. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's